Well, folks, I just cleaned my tape here with some denatured alcohol or rubbing alcohol. Anyway, that's what you're supposed to. Today is still the 18th of July, 69, and the time is 18:25 or 6:30 civilian time. So I'm just going to make here a sort of a dry check. I may erase it, I may not. Sure seemed like it worked pretty good, didn't it? Well, I went on down to maintenance this afternoon and fiddled around there. I've got a ship that's supposed to go out. Should have gone out today, but it didn't. It may not go out for several days. Reason being, they need a main rotor and a part, and a few more parts that they don't have. Parts is a big problem here. They're hard to get, and if you do get them, you don't get enough. Sometimes you get the wrong thing. So that's one of the problems we have to contend with. But I did have a little slack cut to me today. I got one of my ACs with the check ride, so I'll be sitting a little better tomorrow than I did today. And one of my ACs is grounded, so it's still about 6 and 7, you know how I mean. So I guess we'll say goodbye. About 30 minutes here, we're going to have to go to a little meeting, and I think I'll drink me a Coke and go watch a flick before then. So until the next time, we'll drop you some lines. Well, good afternoon, folks. Today is the 20th of July, Sunday over here, and just another day. I got 6 hours and 35 minutes flying time in today. We removed the troops we inserted about a week or so ago. I guess there was about a total of 1,500 that we took out. I'm not sure. A lot of the Chinooks took them out. They were carrying they were carrying troops, and they were also carrying artillery pieces and jeeps and trucks and tents and whatever else they had out there. Mostly we just carried the troops, and it was a pretty good day. Everything went smooth. I got a little formation flying in, flew with the AC that I hadn't flown with in quite a while. I thought I was going to sneeze, so that's why I turned it off there for a second. And the old man flew today. He was in the lead ship. He doesn't fly a whole lot, but he gets his 4 hours in each month and some extra. All you have to do is fly 4 hours a month and you get your flight time. It's not too bad. Well, the old man didn't say anything to me about you riding to the Red Cross, or he hadn't yet. And that was yesterday morning that I went to the Red Cross. So he's had plenty of time to see me. He's seen me all day long. But he didn't say anything about it. Guess he's going to let it go this time. And as I wrote you the letter explaining everything, a lot of it was put on this tape. A lot of it will be put on again. But I don't care to write. Not that I don't want to write, it's just that I don't have anything to say when I get ready to write. Sometimes I don't feel like writing. Right now I'm so tired I wouldn't care to pick up a pencil at all. I really wouldn't. But I can sit here and rattle a few words off to you and make it all right. And I guess I'll probably close here in a little bit. There's still quite a bit of time on this tape. I won't get it off today, but like I told you, I usually put 2 or 3 days or 4 on a tape, and that may be 3 weeks, so you can't never tell when I'll get it off, but I'll get it off one day or another. Going down there and see if I got any mail today. I doubt if I did. None came in at noon, and they usually don't make a mail run in the afternoon on Sunday. So we'll say bye and take care. Good evening, folks. Today is 2-4 July, 1969. The time is 2100. Excuse me, those cigarettes still ain't good for me. And I know you don't like me smoking, but I tell you, that's one of the few enjoyments I have in this old world besides my flying, and I'm going to smoke. And I sure am. Well, nothing new. No good news. I got a letter from you a day or two ago, and I don't believe that you acknowledged receiving my last tape and two letters. Maybe you did, I'm not sure. Don't keep letters because they just get in the way, and they're also very dangerous for enemy purposes. They can get a hold of a letter and an address and write to whoever sent the letter and can cause a little trouble. I don't go to the trouble of burning my letters or addresses. I just tear the letters up into smaller pieces as I can, and also the addresses. Every now and then I burn the addresses. That way, if they go to so much trouble to pick out my letters from somebody else's letters that's torn up, more power to them. It'll take them a while to put the pieces together. And maybe by the time you get this, you'll have had a little bit of time to sit down and think things straight. I know that y'all all are worried about me, but it is senseless to worry about me. You should be spending your time worrying about the kids at home and gym. I've grown up, I don't need a lot of attention. I don't deserve a lot of attention. I don't demand a lot of attention from you or anyone back home. I'm a self-sufficient individual, and that's the way I enjoy it. I really do. Seems like possibly that Jim has straightened out from what he was when he first went into the Navy. From what I understand, he has. He'll probably always be a little bit distant, but that's always been his policy since I've known him. And surely, Mother, I know you've learned a lesson, and you must try to imply on the kids back home some of the things that you failed to imply with Jim. You've got Sis to worry about. She's going to be your next problem for the next 2 or 3 years. She's going to be wanting to go to college and do this, that, and the other. And you should spend a little more time and effort with her. Try to educate her on things that not are possibly in books. To try to get her not to be so harsh on individuals and judge them by the things she finds in them she doesn't like. I know maybe I sound like I'm sending a sermon home to y'all, and I hope Sis gets to listen to this tape, but no matter what she says and what she thinks about this, she must learn not to judge people so critically, and she must not hold such high standards in people, especially boys, because if he's got two hairs parted on the wrong side, you can't hold that against him. I bet she looks at herself in the mirror, she might have too much lipstick on one side of her lip or something, and if a boy found that out, woe be unto her if he's as hard to get along with as she is. I'm not trying to push her into anything or to go on with boys, because that'll happen soon enough. But I just want her to have an open mind and not a closed mind. That is a good policy. Keep your mind open, your eyes open, and your mouth shut. I know I've failed to do this some of the time. I've been a little too closed-minded, and it's gotten me into a world of trouble. We won't dwell on that tonight. There's no sense in it. And coming along, Mark will be starting to give you some trouble next 3 years. Of course, I'll probably be home and out of the military before he gets to be any bother. He'll be, how old will he be when I get, I guess he'll be 13. Pretty soon, won't he? Well, another couple of years, he'll be in high school and he'll be wanting a car. And that's going to be a problem because he can't get his driver's license until he's 16 with taking a driver's ed, 18 otherwise. So, something else. And Becky Jo, well, can't say a whole lot for her. She's still young and she's going to be the rounder. I guarantee you she'll be around her. But she's still the apple of my eye. And if I haven't done enough to spoil her, I probably will in the next all 3 or 4 years. And I hope Sis has a good year this year, and as a senior, I want her to go out and have a good time, but not just to run wild. Girls and boys don't have to run wild to have a good time. They could go to parties and dances and have a good time without acting like they shouldn't. And I guess old Mark, he's got ideas in the back of his head about going with girls to the show. Not too much until he reaches about the age of 15 or 16, then he's probably going to be a regular little ladies' man. Me, I don't have any problems over here. I still enjoy it. Of course, saying I don't wouldn't help matters, so I might as well enjoy it. I guess I have about 9 months to go. I guess in about 2 weeks, I will have been here 3 months. Doesn't seem that long. So if the next 27 months go as fast as these last three, boy, that'll be pretty good. Even though I will gain a couple of 3 years of age, I'll be out and still be a young man with not so much to worry about. And come this fall, I want Daddy to go out and shoot a few rounds through my rifle. I don't even remember having that rifle some of the time after I get going real strong. And last night was the first time I thought about it since Daddy had put a few words on one of the tapes. It won't do any good just sitting around the house, but I would like for him to use it. And all occasionally, say once every 2 or 3 months, that will keep any rust from setting in. One thing that is helpful when you do oil it, Daddy, is don't touch any of the metal right before you put it away. Just that small amount of moisture on your skin, which has got oils and acids, will cause rust faster than water. So if possible, grab it by the wooden part of the stock and put a dry cloth, maybe the cloth you wipe the oil off with, hold it with that and stick it into the case, and that way it should never rust. That's what I do, and keep all fingerprints off of it except when you're using it. And when you get through handling, be sure to wipe it down with just all the slightest film of oil will cut that fingerprint and acid off. And for you, Mother, I guess you'll go crazy once you lose all your young'uns. I'm away, and as I said on part of this tape, I won't never be your little boy again. I won't never come back to your home and live unless I'm an invalid. And if I'm an invalid, I'll have to be in not just in body, but in mind to stay away from home, because I can't depend on you. It's just not in me to do it. I don't want to depend on you. That's the thing. It's not that if I had to, I couldn't. I could, but I just don't want to depend on you. It's not built in me to do that. And there's nothing in Sweetwater for me to do except visit y'all. And once every month or two or three is enough of a visit. I don't know if you've ever noticed me whenever I come home on a leave, or, well, this last leave I had, or Christmas leave. If you'll stop and think of the way I've been acting, it is sort of a student of Confucius. He once said several years ago, he's an old Chinese, I don't know, guess what you'd call him. Anyway, he predicts things, you know. He's a thinker. He once said, fish and company smell in 3 days. And I do hold a lot into that. If you'll just stop and think, when you've had someone at your house for 3 days, say you're on a vacation or you've got a 3-day weekend and you have company for 3 days, they stay at your house, dirty up your linen, your dishes, eat your food, fight with your kids, and keep you awake until 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, talking about the good old times. In 3 days, they begin to smell. And I'm company, I'm not family. It's hard to say, I mean, I love every member of the family, and I love when I'm there. But I'm not family, I don't belong there anymore. It's hard just to cut it off like that, but that's the way it's got to be. I don't particularly want a family. I've had that blown once. And sure, I've gotten over some of my worst experiences, but I've not given in to thinking that I need another wife or a family. Maybe when I'm older, several years from now, 7, 10, 15, I may have different ideas. I may have different ideas before then. But you can be rest assured, the next few years, I'll just be a little loner. That's the way I like things. I like friends and I like relatives. But I'm not going to take anyone trying to hold me down or tell me what to do or how to run my life. I mean anyone, be it male or female. I've had all that I'm going to take. If I ask for advice, okay, I'll take it. But if I don't ask for it, I won't listen to it. I'm not trying to say I'm rebelling against you or Dad. I'm just saying that I'm going to do things my own way. Or as a recoin a new phrase of today, I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to do it my own way. That's sounding a little bit bigot in the head. But as Daddy always told me, he wants all of us kids to stand up for our own beliefs and convictions. He would like for us to believe similar to him, but not like him just because he's our dad. Well, I still believe a lot of things you taught me and hold a lot of things dear. But just to say that I'm still mommy's and daddy's little boy, negative. I've never been little. And that is going to cause you a lot of trouble, thinking that I am still your little boy. I've been grown since I had a brother. And I've been an adult since I left home in 1965. And whether you want to admit it or not, you must. True, I've had a lot of spells since then. I've gone through a lot and I've put you through a lot. But I'm trying to say now, you can't treat me as a little boy. I don't want you to ask me to come live with you and stick my feet under your table and mess up your clothes. You do mine. I won't do it. You're wasting your time and energy and just hurting yourself by doing it. And I'm not trying to harden you up as you have accused me several times. Just trying to tell you the way things are going to be, whether anyone likes it or not. And as far as you worrying about D, I think I've just about taken care of that. I've enjoyed dating her and being with her, but there's nothing of it. And she wrote me a letter about 2 or 3 days ago mentioning the fact if I didn't want her around, let her know. Well, you can see for yourself, and there's no sense trying to tell you otherwise, that she fell for me and she pushed me. Well, I could see that right quick, and I told her that. And I told her if she didn't quit pushing, she wouldn't have me long. She didn't quit pushing. So I just sort of slacked off writing her and didn't spice up my letters any. And that just about does the trick. That's what I intended for it to do. So she wrote and told me if I didn't want her around anymore, let her know that. Well, I told her this. I'll tell it to you. I've enjoyed her company, and I'd still like to be friends. But don't expect me to marry her. Not in the next 7 years. So I still got the remainder of 3 years to do in the military. I got 4 years to do in college. And then after that, who knows? I may go back into the military, or I may go into flying commercial airlines. No, I don't even know my own future. But whatever it is, it's going to be my own thing. I want everyone to understand that it's going to be my own thing and not somebody else's idea. I know it sounds like I'm just grabbing the bull by the tail and trying to pull him downhill, but I'm not. I've just made up my mind that I guess there comes a point in every young man or boy's life when he has to do his own thing with or without the blessings of his parents and folks. And this is going to be the way it is. And I know this 30 months I intend to spend in Vietnam is not going to cut it with nobody back home. I didn't intend for it to. You're not over here. Your life is not in danger. I'm over here, and mine is not. I'm safer sitting right here in my little room with Charles sitting. As I started to say before, these idiots or whoever you want to call them next door turned their 17,000 amplifier up to 16,000 amps, blew me out of my chair. I'm safer sitting right here in my little bitty old room with Charles, about 12 miles out here, with his little mortar tubes maybe pointing right at my room or anywhere around here, popping off a shot, or two or three or five or ten, however many he wants to pop off, once every 6 months, than you are, sitting back there, wondering whether you can pull out of your driveway without some drunk running you down or somebody coming by and shooting at you, or pulling down the highway and somebody forcing you off. Really, there's all kind of advantages over here. And sure, there's a few undesirables in the military, because you can't weed them all out. But the majority of it, of them, are, you know, if you find any trouble going on, you take care of it. Back in the world, you see somebody just a little crooked in the head, you don't do nothing about it. You just avoid the person. He may get more crooked and cause trouble, and then it may be too late. For instance, I don't know when it was. I guess this was Monday or Tuesday. Excuse me. I haven't talked to you since Sunday. But Monday or Tuesday, there was some AM around here who got real lonely from home or something. I don't know what it was. He was just very depressed. Took out his 45, started shooting at all vehicles driving around here, and they couldn't catch him for a while. A few people were scared. It didn't bother me. I wasn't driving, so I wasn't worried about it. But the next morning, I learned it caught the fellow. Well, you know, things like that happen, but it's few rare occasions. Of course, I wrote, or I talked to you two or three tapes ago while I was up at the lane trying to finish report a survey about a fella got shot four times with a M16 or M14. Well, things like that do occur when you make bitter enemies, but if I make any bitter ones, I'll just put in a 1049 and leave. It's much easier that way. Or if it comes down to a fight, it'll be something less than a weapon. I won't lose unless he's got a bigger stick than I've got, because fighting is senseless, and when you do fight, you know, fight to win. If I pick up a board or kick him in the stomach, and then when he bends over, kick him in the mouth to beat him, you know, it don't make any difference how you win, as long as you win. And what happened up there, a couple of EM sort of got mad at each other. One just walked out. The other picked up, I think it was an M16, shot him twice in the back, and as he was turning, I guess the shots knocked him around. As he was turning, he shot him once in the neck and once in the stomach. Last I heard, that was about 3 days after it happened or two. He was in critical condition, but I never did learn if he died or not. things like this go on, not to worry you none, because stuff like this happens back in the States. It really does. You know, you hear shootings and muggings and raping and all that weird stuff all the time. And we have less incidents like that over here than you do, even on percentage-wise. In fact, if you really wanted to get technical about it, I bet we have less deaths over here caused from combat and accidents, a total less deaths here than you do, less deaths in the States, percentage-wise. Of course, it'd be a lot fewer number-wise, but percentage-wise, it'd be a lot fewer. It's bad that we know over here, or supposedly we know that they're trying to get us. So we take every precaution against it. Back in the world, you don't know if they're trying to get you. They get you without you knowing it, or without you expecting it. And so often, someone to get you is possibly a friend or a stranger that wouldn't know you from Adam. So, which is worse? To know somebody's after you? In my case, not think of anyone being after you, and they're getting you, huh? That's a big question. Well, there's not too heck of a lot more tape left on this, say 10 minutes, and I can rattle on about something. I'm getting quite a bit more flying in than I did the last month. I finished my report of surveys, I believe I told you, and I had 3 or 4 days down in maintenance through a PE, and I'll explain that to you, I believe, on the other side of this. But I've been flying pretty regularly the past week or so. I flew 6 hours today, and the day before yesterday I flew 6 hours, and the day before that I flew 6 hours, and the day before that I flew 6 hours. I was between 6 hours and six and a half. But anyway, I'm getting a pretty good bit of time and enjoying it. I can't fly too much, I don't think. But I can't fly as much as I want because I have about 12, 13 other P2Ps over here that need time too, and I've got about 4 or 5 of those. They're going to be up for their AC check rides pretty soon, which they have to have because we'll have about 4 or 5 ACs leaving. And I'll be glad to get more ACs. I have a few grounded now. By the way, if you get a chance, and you think about it sometimes when you're going home for a long weekend, I would like for you to take your tape recorder home and see if you get Florida and Georgia to come up and get them to tape me a few lines. And if you wanted to play a few of my tapes, some that you don't mind them hearing, some that's not so much family, you could, you know, play them. Be nice to hear from them and get word firsthand. Georgia usually writes for them. I guess she does all the writing now that she's in bed or on crutches. And I understand Floyd's doing a lot of work, but I still not like hearing from him. Guess maybe you think I'm just a little bit silly about old Floyd Evan, but he's just like another brother to me, and I guess that's a good way to have friends. The only friends you need are the good ones. The bad ones you don't particularly need. You never know if they're going to help you or stab you in the back. But if possible, I'd like for you to get them on the old mic and let them slap a few words on. You might just get the whole Lawrenceville clan together, you know. Just go down and visit them, and if they don't object, you know, let them talk. You know, my second mother, Nadine, just might like to hear me talking. I hadn't written her but once, and I guess she's going to be worse than an old wet hen because I hadn't written. If I think about it, I'll drop her a couple of lines here, a few days. Like I told you in my last letter and on the rest of this tape, I just don't care to write. If I thought I could do it and get away with it, I would make carbon copies. Seriously, I'd make carbon copies and say the same thing, but put different dates on it and mail one a week to you. But you wouldn't go for that too much. And if I stop and think about it, it would be sort of cruel. I wouldn't go for you making carbon copies to me. Of course, I would know the difference. You probably wouldn't. Most of my letters look about the same, except for the last one I wrote you that was 8 pages long. But I don't think I'd go through carbon copy that many pages, maybe 2 pages. I could carbon out 2 pages, send them, and they'd probably look like some of the old ones I'd written you. I know some of the married men over here, they have it rough too. They like to hear from their wives, and their wives like to hear from them, so they'll write a letter every day or every other day to their wife, and say the same thing, maybe reword it a little bit, but essentially the same thing. They're okay, they're working, they not enjoying being away from home, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just a big long line of monotonous sentences. Well, I'm not one to repeat myself. Even though you would enjoy getting a different postmark on the same letter, wouldn't tell you anything about me or what I was doing. They say psychologically it keeps the mama calm and the wife or whoever it is you're writing. Well, I just can't see it myself. As long as I've said something, that's all I need to say. You know, I'm okay. Okay. If the weather changes, you know, well, you hadn't heard the weather change, I'll write and tell you the weather changes over here, I'm okay. Still, I'm telling you I'm okay every time. But if I'm not okay, I'm not going to tell you I'm not. And you know that. Unless I, you know, really get sick, I'd let you know that. And then probably after I got well is the only time I'd let you know that either. But anything, unless it's really serious, I wouldn't let you know about, because it's no sense worrying you about the small details. It really isn't. You've got about a zillion things on your mind, and you can take care of a few things, but when you worry about a son that's fully a half a world away from you, it's really just a little more, I think, you need to handle. So, I'm just not going to tell you everything. It's no sense in it. Well, this old tape has got about possibly a minute left, and I think I'll go ahead and postmark it tonight and get it off to you. I don't know when the first date was on the tape. It was probably 2 weeks ago, or nearly 2 weeks ago, but I'll go ahead and drop it off so it runs out. I may just keep a rattling until it does run out, but you keep sending me tapes and letters. You want to write every day. You won't bore me a bit. You might say something, you know, that requires an answer, and you might get me to write more back that way. You can't ever tell.